The first spiritual law of success is the law of pure potentiality. This law is based on the fact that we are in our essential state, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure potentiality. It is the field of all possibilities and infinite creativity. Other attributes of consciousness are pure knowledge, unboundedness, perfect balance, infinite silence, invincibility, simplicity, and bliss. This is our essential nature. Our essential nature is one of pure potentiality. When you discover your essential nature and know who you really are, in that knowing itself is the ability to fulfill any dream you have, because you are the eternal possibility, the immeasurable potential of all that was, is, and will be. The field of pure potentiality is your own self. And the more you come from the experience of the self, the closer you are to the field of pure potentiality. The experience of the self, or self-referral, means that our internal reference point is our own spirit, and not the objects of our experience. The opposite of self-referral is object referral. In object referral, we are always influenced by objects outside the self, which include situations, circumstances, people, and things. In object referral, we constantly seek the approval of others. Our thinking and our behavior is always in anticipation of a response. It is therefore fear-based. In object referral, we also feel an intense need to control things. We feel an intense need for power. But if you really look at it, the need to control things, the need for approval, the need for power are needs that are based on fear. This kind of power is not the power of pure potentiality or the power of the self, which is real power, but rather power as it is usually used to control other people. If you didn't have fear, you wouldn't need to control, and you wouldn't need to struggle to have this kind of power over others. In object referral, your internal reference point is your ego. But the ego is not who you really are. The ego is your self-image. It is your social mask. And it is your social mask that wants approval. It wants to control. It wants to have power because it lives in fear. Your true self, which is your spirit, your soul, is completely free of those things. It is immune to criticism. It is unfearful of any challenge. And it feels beneath no one. And yet, even though it feels beneath no one, it is humble because it recognizes that everyone else is the same self, the same spirit in different disguises. It feels respect for other people while at the same time feeling beneath no one. That's the difference between object referral and self-referral. In self-referral, you experience your true being, which is unfearful of any challenge and feels beneath no one. This is true power. Power that comes from object referral through an object of reference is ego-based power and is not true power because it lasts only as long as the object is there. If you have a certain title, if you're the president of the country or the chairman of a corporation, if you have a lot of money, that kind of power goes with the job, it goes with the money, it goes with the title. And as long as you have all that, you have ego-based power. But as soon as the title, the job, the money goes away, so does the power. Self-power, on the other hand, is permanent. And there are certain characteristics of that self-power. It draws people to you, and it also draws things that you want to you. It develops in such a way that people, situations, and circumstances are drawn to you to support what you want. This is also called the support of natural law or support from the laws of nature. It is the support of divinity. It is the support that comes from being in the state of grace. And in this case, your power is such that you enjoy a bond with people and people enjoy a bond with you. Your power is that of bonding, a bonding that comes from true love. How do we access the law of pure potentiality, the field of all possibilities? If you want to enjoy the benefits of the field of pure potentiality, if you want to make full use of the creativity which is inherent in pure consciousness, then you have to have access to it. And one way to access the field is through meditation and the practice of silence. Practicing silence means making a commitment to take a certain amount of time, and you can do it periodically, to simply be. Experiencing silence means not only not speaking and not engaging in conversation, it also means not looking at television, not listening to the radio, not reading a book. Because when you read a book, you're engaged in a conversation with the author. And in this case, when you're listening to this audio right now, you're engaged in a conversation with me. I'm speaking, you're listening and evaluating, you're defining, you're judging. This is all very well at times, of course, because this is part of life, part of activity. But if activity is never given an opportunity for silence, then this creates an inner turbulence. Set aside a little time every once in a while to experience silence. Not speaking is one component of experiencing silence for a certain period of the day. You could do it for 2 hours, or if that seems a lot, do it for a 1 hour period, and every once in a while experience silence for an extended period of time, like a day or 2 days or even a whole week. What happens when you go into this experience of silence? Initially, your internal dialogue becomes even more turbulent. You have all this need. You've got to say these things. I've known people who go absolutely crazy the first day or two when they do it for an extended period of time. A sense of urgency and anxiety suddenly comes over them. But as they stay with it, the internal dialogue begins to quiet down. And as they stay with it for some time, that silence really becomes profound. Because after a while, the mind gives up. It says there's no point in going around and around if you're not going to speak, period. And as the internal dialogue quietens, you begin to experience the stillness of the field of pure potentiality. Practicing silence periodically, as it is convenient to you, is one way to experience the law of pure potentiality. Practicing non-judgment is another, because to judge is to constantly evaluate and classify things as right and wrong, good and bad. When you're constantly evaluating, classifying, labeling, analyzing, this creates a lot of turbulence in your internal dialogue. And when you create turbulence in your internal dialogue, you restrict the flow of energy between you and the field of pure potentiality. You literally squeeze the gap between thoughts. The gap is your connection to the field of pure potentiality. It is that silent space between thoughts. It is that inner stillness that connects you to true power. And when you squeeze the gap, you squeeze your connection to the field of pure potentiality and infinite creativity. There's a prayer in the Course of Miracles that says, "Today I shall judge nothing that occurs." Non-judgment creates silence in your mind. So it is a good idea to begin your day with that prayer, with that statement. And throughout the day, remind yourself of that statement each time you catch yourself judging. And if practicing this procedure for the whole day seems too difficult, then you may simply say to yourself, "For the next 2 hours, I won't judge anything." Or "For the next hour, I make this promise to myself to experience non-judgment." And then you can extend that gradually. And don't forget to spend time each day in meditation as well. Ideally speaking, meditate at least 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening. Through silence, through meditation, and through non-judgment, you will access the first law, the law of pure potentiality. And once you start doing that, you can add a fourth component to this procedure, and that is regularly spending time in communing with nature, direct connection with nature, whether it be a stream or a forest or a mountain or a lake or the seashore. That connection with nature's intelligence will also help you access the field of pure potentiality. And as you gain more and more access to the field of pure potentiality, you will spontaneously receive creative thoughts, because it is also the field of infinite creativity and pure knowledge. Franz Kafka once said, "You need not leave your room. Remain sitting at your table and listen. You need not even listen. Simply wait. You need not even wait. Just learn to become quiet and still and solitary. The world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet." The affluence of the universe, the lavish display and abundance of the universe, is an expression of the creative mind of nature. The more tuned in you are to the creative mind of nature, the more you have access to the infinite, unbounded creativity of nature's mind. But first, you have to go beyond the turbulence of your internal dialogue to connect with that abundant, affluent, infinite creative mind. And then you create the possibility of dynamic activity while at the same time carrying the stillness of the eternal, unbounded, creative mind. This exquisite combination of silent, unbounded, infinite mind, along with dynamic, bounded, individual mind, is the perfect balance of stillness and movement simultaneously that can create whatever you want, the coexistence of opposites. The stillness and dynamism at the same time makes you independent of situations, circumstances, people, and things. Stillness alone is the potentiality for creativity. Movement alone is creativity restricted to a certain aspect of its expression. But the combination of movement and stillness is creativity unleashed in all directions, wherever the power of intention takes you. Wherever you go in the midst of movement and activity, carry your stillness within you, and the chaotic movement around you will never overshadow your access to the reservoir of creativity, the field of pure potentiality. Access to the field of pure potentiality will also give you insight into the mirror of relationship. All relationship is a mirror of your relationship with yourself. If you have guilt, fear, and insecurity over money or anything else, then these are a reflection of guilt, fear, and insecurity as basic aspects of your personality. Money will not solve these basic problems of existence. Only intimacy with the self will bring about true healing. You must learn to get in touch with the innermost essence of your being. This true essence is beyond the ego. It is fearless, it is free, it is immune to criticism, it does not fear any challenge, it is beneath no one, and yet it is humble. And when you are grounded in the knowledge of your true self, when you really understand your true nature, you will never feel guilty, fearful, or insecure about money or affluence or fulfilling your desires, because you will realize that the essence of wealth is life energy. It is pure potentiality. And pure potentiality is your intrinsic nature.
Applying the law of pure potentiality.
I will put the law of pure potentiality into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. 1. I will get in touch with the field of pure potentiality by taking the time each day to be silent, to just be. I will sit alone in silent meditation at least twice a day for approximately 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening. 2. In the ecstasy of my own silence, and also by communing with nature, I will enjoy the life throb of ages, the field of pure potentiality and unbounded creativity. 3. Today I will practice non-judgment. I will begin my day with the statement, "Today I shall judge nothing that occurs." And throughout the day, I will remind myself not to judge.